This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Your hidden power. I'm Doug Steffen here with an overview of what goes on with you and the power that you don't realize you have. Every week at this time, we get together with a number of thinkers who will help you understand your personal power. Power is not about exerting your will over other people. It's about being in complete truth with you. It's power and performance. It's you and how you can improve your life. What do you have to do? What do you need to know? Where do you have to be? A clear sense of what we can do on behalf of ourselves, I think, comes through. And hopefully, if you're a believer, as I am, in the Napoleon Hill did a great job, I think, in helping us understand a lot of things about growing rich. And through that, thinking and understanding how thinking works, how thoughts are things, this is really an important aspect of, I think, what we need to do to grow. So every week at this time, I bring in a special person with special thoughts. And then later during the hour, Uri Geller will join us from his home in Israel. Mary O'Malley, our resident, she doesn't like to be called a psychic. She likes to be called an intuitive, and I think she is very intuitive. We'll tune into your personal power. Some astrology advice from Maria Francesca Trilogy also during the course of the hour. Right now, let's meet Christopher Grace, who is a professional mind reader and a mentalist who has performed in thousands of shows for audiences all around the world. In his performances, he combines mind reading, psychology, and feats of memory. When I saw that first, Christopher, I was thinking of Mary Lou Henner, the actress who we all know has an amazing mind. She doesn't forget anything. Is that, when you say you are a memory strategist, you have the ability to remember things, is it the same sort of thing as we're talking about with Mary Lou, or is this something different?
It's a combination of things, really. I do a lot of different techniques that allow me to remember things, whether it's using mnemonics or memory linking systems, things like that, that give me, you know, a kind of an edge on how to take in a lot of information and recall it when necessary.
What are mnemonics? You use the term mnemonics. I don't know that word.
A mnemonic is something that you can connect to something to remember it. So, for example, if you were trying to remember, say, a list of words, you could remember, say, the first word was cat. Then you would remember the second word was fire engine. Now, what I would do is I would link those together by connecting a cat riding on a fire engine. And then I would know that that is my mnemonic. I'm going to go back to that and remember that image. And then I'll be able to recall it later. So we can remember things better if it's a visual in our mind as opposed to just remembering, like, literal, like, written text and information. It takes a lot longer. So our visual memories allow us to regain and control a lot more.
All right. So can I ask whether this is more beneficial for people as they get older? We all think that we begin to lose our mind at a certain time. I don't mean lose our mind like you've lost your mind, but losing memory, for example. And it's as I'm learning, as I get older, I'm having a harder time with names. And I know it, not like every day. It's once in a while I find myself not remembering names. And
sure.
So I'm told, no, listen, don't worry about it. It's part of aging. Yep, all right, that's fine. But I still want to have the techniques, so could I use something like mnemonics to remember things like that or whatever? As one gets older, can one use this skill? And if not this skill, what skills might we use to expand our ability to remember?
Forgetting names is probably one of the most common things that people deal with. I mean, you meet so many people so often that it's hard to retain everybody's name all at the same time. The best way that I do it is, because I meet a lot of people every single day in my performances and all over the country, so having to recall these names is something that's kind of important later on. The best way that I've found to do it is by immediately saying their name and responding back to them by calling them by their name. So if I'm meeting John from Buffalo, I'm going to say, "Hi, John, nice to meet you. Where are you from?" et cetera, et cetera. And then trying to, as many times as I can, connect that name to this person by asking them these questions. The more information I get from this person, the more I know John is from Buffalo. He has two children. He drives a Prius or whatever. You know, and all these types of things will all link together for me, thus locking that name in my mind. It's by when you add in all the other information, you're going to be able to remember things a little bit more.
All right. So, do actors that have to learn lines? I've done a little of it in my life, and I've never found it easy to remember lines because I've been doing radio all my life, and radio is a gab fest of ideas that come into your mind as you go extemporaneously. So learning lines seems the antithesis of what I do. Is there something that you're teaching here that would help people like me learn lines, or how do people learn lines?
Honestly, the best way to learn lines, I mean, I did a little bit of acting as well in, you know, in school, but not my primary work. And I do have to use lines to remember a lot of scripting that I put in my performances. Although I'm more of an improvisational performer, I still have some pieces that are, you know, very scripted and very detailed. And those things come with extreme amounts of practice and kind of, I guess you'd call it suffering by sitting down and almost brute force memorizing these things. The best way that I found to do it is by actually speaking them out loud over and over again and then coming back to them as often as I can while, you know, jumping into various parts of the you know, what I need to memorize. So if I'm memorizing a five-page script and I'm not always going to start recalling it on page one, I'm going to start in the middle of page three and then go all the way to page five and then jump back to page one and follow through. That way I know it backwards to forwards, forwards to back, and so on. It locks it in my brain. I mean, a lot of actors and performers do differently. This is just the way that has been working for me, and I found great success with it.
Christopher Grace is here. We're going through his experiences getting his own mind and other people's minds to work better. Your hidden power.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that does nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now.
Call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-9283. Or go to dryair123.com for the WAVE Indoor Air Quality Package.
Hi, this is John Taffer from Bar Rescue. I've seen firsthand what restaurant owners can do with the capital to manage cash flow gaps. Cabbage is so important. Cabbage provides lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and get a decision right away. Withdraw funds without reapplying. I signed up and had a decision in minutes. Cabbage has helped over 100,000 small businesses from every industry. Get started at cabbage.com/owner or 855-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Your hidden power. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to have Christopher Grace with us, who is going to help us as we go through this time together with improving your life, mind reading, that sort of thing. I want to get to some of the specifics, some of the feats of memory. But you, I understand, were raised outside of Boston. What town are you from?
I'm originally from Quincy, which is just like 10 minutes outside of Boston.
I know. And, I live in Framingham. I've lived in Framingham all my life. Wollaston Beach was a place I used to go to because I have an aunt who lived there. And first time I ever rode a bicycle was down that walkway down the beach.
The
small world apartment.
It's built there. Very fun. Yeah.
Yep. So performances that you give, what is it that turns people on? Do you ask people for questions? How do you interact with the audience and get them to understand that what you're doing is basically teaching them a skill? You've learned the skill. Now you're teaching it in part to them.
Well, there's a difference there. I am presenting a skill set that does require a lot of time and practice. It's not necessarily something that anybody can do. It does, you know, it's just like being an actor. Not everybody can be an actor. You know, you need to have the type of performance style, the attention, maybe a little bit of charisma, things like that, to pull off being on stage for a living. And a lot of people are uncomfortable with those types of things. I've been doing it for so long that it's just part of my nature to be in front of people, and I enjoy it. Mm-hmm. But the techniques that go into the performances that I use, I don't always divulge them, because in the core, this is a mystery art. You know, it's an entertainment that is meant to amaze and, you know, baffle people. Mm-hmm. You know, there are some pieces that I do say, you know, if you wanted to learn how to do certain things, say like, you know, maybe reading some body language or understanding how people communicate, there's, you know, there's ways to go about that. I mean, anybody can go to, you know, the local library or Barnes & Noble or, you know, and pick up books on body language and, you know, start understanding some of the techniques that I use in my performances. Not all of them, mind you, but some of them. And, you know, a good performer, I think, blends several different styles of, you know, in my case, mind reading demonstrations in one performance. That way, not only does it present a wide skill set, but it also allows the audience to follow the performance while not getting bogged down with, oh my, there's a prediction. You know,
do you bring people up on stage and read their mind, or do you look out in the audience and catch something that's going on in a person's mind and then bring them to the attention, bring them up and use them to help people understand how mind reading works?
Not necessarily. I try to, because it's a mind reading show, I'm not going to stand on stage and read my own mind. You know, nobody wants to see that. Right. It's not entertaining. Yeah. So I'm going to get people involved. I'm going to get people involved 100% throughout the performance. It's a completely interactive show. Now, I don't do things that embarrass people or, you know, delve into people's personal lives. It's not my style. I don't like getting into that type of thing with people. It's none of my business, to be completely honest. Mm-hmm. So I try to do things that can happen immediately, something that's kind of on the surface that we can all kind of take part in. So I'll have people come up and, you know, we'll do demonstrations using, say, like the money in their pocket, where I can, you know, maybe work on them and read off serial numbers from the bills that are in their wallet or the purse. And, you know, some quicker demonstrations like asking them certain questions that I'd like them to answer, but without them actually telling me the answers, and then being able to recall them and tell them exactly what the answers were. That's a demonstration that goes back several hundred years. That's still very popular. Yeah.
All right. So here's what I want to do in a moment. We have to pause for a couple of announcements from the local stations that are on board here. And then I want you to give us some, can you read my mind? People are going to ask that, or Kara, or whoever else is around. How do you keep from getting lost in the thoughts of other people? Christopher Grace on Your Hidden Power.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
After the hour, our focus is on your hidden power, and what better way to get into your hidden power, understanding your mind, because that's where it is. Christopher Grace is here, performance. He's the man who knows too much. He has an ability to read minds. So the obvious question from people would be, what's going on in my mind? What's going on in Kara's mind, as an example? And not necessarily put you on the spot. And I wonder how that, what more intrigues me, Christopher, is how you get around people using what you have, how you don't, it's kind of like being a shrink. How do you go to some place and not evaluate everybody and not, you know, okay, this is what your problem is, lady. And I wonder if that isn't even more deeply set in somebody like you who has the ability to sort of like, suck all this in. You must have filters, or do you?
Oh, yeah. There's a major difference between something that I would do and something that, say, somebody who says that they're psychic would do. I never claimed to be a psychic, or a medium or an intuitive, like I think one of your upcoming callers. I don't claim to demonstrate actual powers where I'm able to recall information that is merely inside your head. I wish it was that easy. I honestly do. It would make my job a lot easier and allow me to focus my things more specifically in my performances. Yeah. However, the techniques that I do are not something that when I walk into a room, I'm suddenly bombarded with, you know, countless pieces of information coming from various people. It's, I do look at people. I do study them and see if they're going to be a good audience member to assist me on stage during the performance. I, you know, try to make sure that they're in the right mindset, going to have fun, things like that. I'm not going to read people and try to figure out what they're thinking. It's just, again, it's not kind of what I do. It's not my style. There are some performers, I couldn't really name any that I know personally, that work like that. But it's just not something that you'd see a traditional mentalist or a mind reader doing. This is something that would mostly come from a somebody who is claiming themselves to be a psychic.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a difference between the kind of things that I do and what other people in this profession in entertainment do.
All right, so this is strictly entertainment, then, if I'm hearing you correctly.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I don't try to give people any advice or guidance with the things that I do. I'm not a, you know, I guess you'd say in the kindest way, I'm not a therapist. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't try to understand people where I'm going to make a serious impact on their personal life. I'm there to alleviate them from their life for, you know, about an hour or so whenever they see me. You know, I give them the option to watch and be amazed or to watch and be skeptical.
What amazes you most about you?
About me?
What is Christopher Grace find most absorbing in his own abilities?
Honestly, the feeling that kind of falls over people when they witness something. It's probably the main reason why I do what I do. It's kind of a feeling that goes through people when you successfully connect with them. It's extremely powerful. And there's the best way to describe it is that it's kind of a momentary euphoria when it happens. Mm-hmm. It kind of like a wash falls over them, and you can see their eyes widen like newborn babies. You know, that you can just see them like seeing the world for the first time. It's a moment that causes shock and silence. Sometimes it's spontaneous, nervous laughter, fidgeting, screaming, and in a lot of cases, tears, which kind of comes through people when they don't know how to push their emotions, you know, in a certain way. In almost all scenarios, there's some sort of silence or a period of uncertainty. So it's an incredible feeling.
It's very interesting. And so if people go to ChristopherGraceLive.com, you find out where he might be. You find out a little bit more about this. Mind reading can improve your life. People knowing what's going on help you offer suggestions and ideas. ChristopherGraceLive.com. Christopher, thanks for being here on Your Hidden Power.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest. Is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-507-1004. That's 1-800-507-1004. 1-800-507-1004.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
One category of investments is commodities. Commodities can be anything from agricultural, such as soybeans and corn, to energy to precious metals like gold and silver. If you were to be asked, what is the most valuable commodity, you might say gold, or depending on your profession, you might say oil, but I would have a different answer. I would say that your mind is the most valuable commodity, and investing in your mind is the most important thing you can do. The mind cannot...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Now 34 after the hour, your hidden power. I'm Doug Steffen. Joining us now is Uri Geller from his home in Israel. Uri is one of the most sensitive human beings that I know. I was just talking to somebody, Uri, about mind reading, and we were differentiating the mind reading that is done by people who are performers to people who are intuitives. And I was thinking about you and where you fit in all of this. Uri is one of the most masterful minds that I've ever met in my life, a mind motivator, somebody who described by some as a mentalist, but you're really a motivator more than anything else. But I also know that you can, I don't know if mind reading, I always go back to the Timothy Robbins thing that you did on The Tonight Show, because it was a good example. What you did with my daughter when she was walking around your house, you know, things like that. Is that mind reading? Is that mind penetration? What is that?
I think it's basically telepathy, extrasensory perception, the ability to read someone else's thoughts, and the ability to influence other people with extrasensory perception. There are energy waves that our brain emits, and some people receive them much stronger than others. This is why there are lots of intuitives who are remote viewers right now being employed by the American Defense Department in different areas of defense and intel gathering. Remote viewers can send their mind through space and time and bring back information that conventional methods of spying cannot do.
All right. So in terms of what you do, how you do it, why you do it, it's very helpful, very entertaining, I'll give you that. And it's also, though, a way of us to think outside the box. When we, so many people are conventional thinkers, and you know, that's kind of what religion is to them, you know, in a manner of speaking. And I don't mean to be critical. I'm not a great religionist, and you aren't really either. There's a difference between being, in your terms, you move back from England, you've traveled and lived all around the world, but you decided to go back to your homeland a couple of years ago. The idea of being an Israeli, a native Israeli, there's a difference between the religious side of it and the ethnic side of it, is there not?
Doug?
Yeah. Where'd you go?
Look, no, I'm here. You see, Doug, I think we're all telepathic. We all have some kind of sixth sense. And, you know, there are many movies about the sixth sense, lots of documentaries. Also, animals have sixth sense. You know, if you put a dog in your living room, let's say, and you come home in different times of the day and you film the dog will know half an hour before you're arriving that you're on the way home, and they will come and sit by the door. Unbelievable. And this is valid, bona fide, you know, experiments that were done by Dr. Sheldrake in London. So, yeah, I think, you know, we are animals ourselves. Remember, Doug, humanity, all, you know, I mean, this is crazy, but humanity is not more than 300,000 years old. Did you ever think of that?
Yeah, no, it really is. And animals go back further than that. All right, let's go to, I want to find out why you bought these Albert Einstein letters. There's a story in the New York Times this week, and I knew anyway that you were messing around with these letters written by Albert Einstein about God, about Israel, about physics. Mm-hmm. So there was an auction last week, and you bought, I don't know if you bought all of it, but I know you bought some of it. What did you buy and why?
Well, I was after one very, very important letter. I think it's the most important letter from all of them. And this is where Albert Einstein writes a letter to Professor David Bohm. Now, just to put you in the picture, David Bohm was a huge, huge scientist, physicist. I mean, there's the Bohm effect after him and so on. And he was Jewish, and he was then staying at the University of Sao Paulo. So Albert Einstein writes to him something really odd. He says to him that Israel, because we're talking about Israel, and he says to Bohm, who is in Brazil, he says, Israel is intellectually active and interesting, but has very narrow possibilities. I mean, can you believe that? This is coming from a Nobel literate. He continues to write, and to go there, meaning to go to Israel, with the intention to leave on the first occasion would be regrettable. And that was Einstein's advice to the U.S. physicist, David Bohm. Nevertheless, David Bohm, being Jewish, he did come to Israel, and he did lecture at the Technion. He stayed there for 3 years. In the Technion is in Haifa. He was introduced to a girl who became his wife, and then he went to England. But the far-out synchronicity is exactly the same university. A U.S. scientist saw me perform, and he wrote a letter to another American scientist with links to the CIA about me. And they got me out of Israel with the blessing of the Mossad straight to Stanford Research Institute. And in 1973, MI5, the British intelligence services, they fly me to England to be tested by who? Out of all the scientists, by Professor David Bohm.
Boom.
So I've got pictures being studied by David Bohm at Birkbeck College, University of London. So I had to get that letter.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to
display the letter. display the letter with the pictures of David Bohm in my museum, which will open about a year from now. And, you know, very few people know this, but I'm related to Sigmund Freud. My name is Uri Geller Freud in my British passport. And there are lots of pictures of Einstein and Sigmund Freud together, and that will be in the same kind of display that these incredible scientists who tested me throughout the years.
Yep. Well, I'm looking forward to coming, and you can invite me for the opening of the museum. I'll come over and we'll have a splash together. That'll be kind of fun. Uri, thank you. I always want to have your perspective on things because what you do is so important to all of our hidden powers. Uri Geller here on Your Hidden Power. Up next, intuitive Mary O'Malley joins us. Right now, let me give you a little insight into how to fix the problems in your home. If you have really nasty, wet, sticky air, and you're thinking about buying a dehumidifier, please wait, hold the phone. No, do not buy an everyday average dehumidifier. Get a wave moisture control unit. It's not just words. It functions differently. You don't have to dump the water. It's automatically gone. You're not going to use a lot of electricity, pennies a day for the electricity. It dries out your basement, your crawl space, so there's no more musty odor. And the best thing about it is that it exchanges unhealthy air for healthy air. Indoor air quality goes up through the ceiling. Go to dryair123.com, dryair123.com. Find out about the wave moisture control unit, how it'll help you, your family breathe better, be healthier, and on pennies a day. dryair123.com or call them at 888-997-9283. That's 888-997-WAVE.
In today's automotive news, who will be liable in a driverless car accident? Well, Jacques Archenbroch, the CEO of auto parts manufacturer Valo, thinks that the makers and developers of the car should be liable. Archenbroch indicated having a driverless car, which is developed by your car maker, makes those that developed and manufactured the car responsible. Archenbroch thinks anybody who helped develop the vehicle takes that responsibility because there is no longer anyone at the wheel. What do you think? For OurAutoExpert.com, I'm Nick Miles.
Don't let a scar steal your spotlight. Use Moderma Advanced Scar Gel, the only once-daily formulated scar care product clinically shown to reduce the appearance of scars. Moderma Advanced Scar Gel from the Moderma family of skincare solutions. Don't miss Amazon Prime Day deals. Now from trusted Moderma comes fast-absorbing, multi-purpose, quick-dry oil. Its unique blend of botanicals and oils help improve skin's appearance, including scars and stretch marks. Own your skin. Get new Moderma quick-dry oil. Don't miss Amazon Prime Day deals.
Professional medium intuitive Mary O'Malley joins us, as she usually does on Your Hidden Power. Go to her website, psychicscout.com, and you can get all kinds of help from her. Use my name and you get a $25 discount. It's a place where my name has some value. Oh, swell. That's good. All right, so Mary, we've been talking here about mind reading. The gentleman who is a professional, and Uri Geller as well, he's sort of a professional mind reader, motivator, whatever. So how do we differentiate? He wanted to make sure we differentiated between what he did and what you did. And he mentioned, as he said, you have an intuitive coming up. So what is the difference here, and how do you use intuition to increase one's personal power? Because that's really kind of what we're talking about here, right?
Yeah. I'm not, so for me,
yeah,
there wouldn't be so much of a difference. I'm with Uri. I think everybody has the ability to be at least somewhat telepathic, picking up on people's thoughts and feelings, emotions. We experience those through our own physical body, whether we feel it or see it or hear it. To me, it's all part and parcel of the same gift of that sixth sense. A lot of people are uncomfortable with using the word psychic or saying they're psychic or intuitive. But you've got to be getting the information from somewhere, right?
Yeah, right.
It's got to, that communication process is other than you know, just speaking to each other. But, you know, we pick up a lot of cues from body language and things like that also. So that's all part and parcel of the communication process.
But you're not getting the information from the person you're in the room with or on the phone with. You're getting that information, if I understand it. You're drawing it from the source, which is not definable, not seeable, not discernible. Refer to it as God, spirit, infinite intelligence. Isn't that where, or is this a combination of both of those? You're sort of part of a triangle that takes the spirit, that takes the person, and then puts the information together. Am I stretching here, or is that how it works?
No, it's actually good for me to think about it. I think on occasion I do pick up something telepathically from a person. Not that I'm reading their mind, but get an impression from their mind and what's going on. But it is spirit, the guides who we're working with, that give me the larger impression of what's going on with the person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we tend to get very narrow-minded about our own thoughts. So I'm not, you know, it's, I may pick up the narrow-minded spirit step in our conversation that thought really represents.
Do you find sometimes that people come back to you frequently with the same question? Not, I'm talking about the same person. I know you get the same questions about love and romance and health and jobs and that kind of stuff, but do the same people come back to you looking for clarification of issues as they dig around more deeply or are more affected or impacted by them?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, they're usually, a lot of times people intuitively feel like they're on the right track, but they don't really, they need more information or they need confirmation. So when they come to me, I'm able to pick that, you know, out of the air, pretty much some from spirit or whatever, and give them some more information on that. So yeah, they'll come back, and it's, a lot of times it's just to complete their own intuitive thought process or get more information or confirmation on that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, because we're all able to do that. But, it's we all have that power, and we should be using it for ourselves.
So in terms of somebody, this fellow Christopher Grace said he wasn't an intuitive, he clarified. Uri does a lot of performing, but it's more to motivate people. What do you think of people who are skilled as you are, who use it on stage? Is that an over, is that overusing their gift?
I don't think so. I think people are attracted to the work in all different ways. So, it, you know, if they're going for a night of entertainment, but it resonates with them, you know, they might not have ever found that otherwise. I think it, you know, I think spirit just uses all kinds of different ways to connect with people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
I've done some stage work too, so you know, it's always interesting, and it really touches a lot of people.
Well, maybe you can touch more people that way, or get them more open. More and more people all the time getting interested in open, and thus the connection to you at psychicscout.com, PSYCHICSCOUT, psychicscout.com. If you want to get some, I will tell you from personal experience, Mary is fantastic and formidable. So if you mention my name, she'll give you a break. But this is something that you ought to explore, Frankie. Most everybody ought to have one experience with this. Mary O'Malley, psychicscout.com, 10 before the hour, your hidden power.
Time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Power. Now our power focuses on the power of astrology. And with us is the happily, heavenly, harmonious Maria Francesca Trilogy, who's written a book called Life is Good When You Do the Work, and it is. A lot of great examples of people and ideas that have been put forth that Maria puts together to help you understand what's going on. I love astrology, and I love Maria's way of putting it together, because she's accurate. She's right. When you talk to her, you feel the sense of gentleness and knowledge at the same time. And she's a good talker. That's why she's here. All right. So the planets and how they come together. A lot of people want to know why the positioning of the planets is important. I had a question for you about the moon being in Leo, but I wasn't talking about my moon. There are influences all the time that affect everybody as the various planets move around in the signs of astrology, which some people find confusing. So,
yes.
Unconfuse us, please.
Okay. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. So what happens is that once you start to study even the basics of astrology, you will find that each planet And with astrology, we consider the sun and the moon. And then we go into Mercury and Venus and Mars and Jupiter and Saturn. So each one of those planets has a purpose. And when we understand their purpose and how we personally express that purpose, that means in whatever sign that planet appears in, based, of course, on your birth date, on the day that you were born, then we understand how to utilize that planet as a tool. So very quickly, we'll take the planet Mercury. Now, astrologically, Mercury governs the way we communicate, the way we think, the way we communicate, and the way we come to decisions. So if our Mercury is in a water sign, water being emotional, we will express our thoughts. We will communicate more based on how we are feeling. If our Mercury is in what we call an air sign people or air sign qualities are more mental, we will express our communication more in how we are thinking about something. So we go from feeling to thinking to a creative way of expressing communication if our Mercury is in a fire sign. So depending on whatever element, fire, air, earth, or water, and then within that, there are even, it even gets more detailed, it's really a powerful, we talk about the hidden power of who we are. That hidden power is, to me, the understanding of my personality. So when I go out into the world, I feel strong and confident because I know me. And then I can use each one of those planets to support my life in ways that are, even more than positive, in ways that are powerful, in ways that bring me into the world as a better person.
So in order to do that, though, you've made a career and a life out of understanding all this stuff, and it sounds like gobbledygook to a lot of people who want to know more about what all these planets mean and how it can make their lives better. That's why I hook them up with you. You can send an email to smbworks@earthlink.net. That's Maria's email, smbworks@earthlink.net, and connect with her and find a way to make your life more harmonious. It's smbworks@earthlink.net, so you know where your moon is and where the sun is and why it is that Leo, the moon being in Leo now, is important to me. Why is that? I don't know, but I'll figure it out because Maria's going to tell me. She can tell you, too. smbworks@earthlink.net.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.